Dr. Gilboa, what would you say are the most important challenges to overcome on the subject of U.S.-Israel relations?
In the last few years, relations between the two allies have been marred by disagreements, especially on the nuclear program of Iran, the nuclear negotiations, and finally the nuclear deal, as well as on negotiations with the Palestinians and some other developments in the region, such as the Arab Spring and the civil war in Syria.
All right, you mentioned the Iran nuclear deal, and certainly that is something that has been in the headlines most recently. Your view of this and the effect that it has had on U.S.-Israeli relations?
It had a very negative effect. Israel thought that this agreement was bad because it will allow Iran in several years to acquire nuclear weapons, and that this will have negative ramifications on the entire region. Iran threatens Israel with annihilation, like leaders of the Islamic Republic are saying day in, day out that that Israel should not exist. And if you combine such extreme statements with nuclear weapons, this is a recipe for disaster. Also, Iran is the biggest sponsor of terrorism in the Middle East. It is trying to to create instability. It wants to dismantle pro-Western Arab regimes and convert them into Islamic theocracies of its own, like its own. So for me, Iran represents a greater threat than even the Islamic State, although everybody thinks now that the Islamic State is the number one threat and that a larger international coalition is needed to defeat it.
What do you say to those who support that Iran nuclear deal when they say, you know, essentially something is better than nothing, and that Iran was going to get some kind of support through other countries anyway, even if the U.S. had rejected this deal?
I think that President Obama said himself that that no deal is better than bad deal. And it seems to be a bad deal. For one thing, look at immediate two unintended and unanticipated two consequences of the deal, the refugee crisis in Europe and the Russian intervention in the Syrian civil war. Syrian refugees decided that since Iran has now the deal, and is has more freedom to intervene in the civil war in Iran and protect the regime of Bashar al-Assad, then there's no hope for a political solution that would remove Bashar al-Assad from power. And therefore, they decided to seek another solution, which means going to Europe. And the other negative consequence was the Russian intervention. Russia felt that since Iran now is a legitimate actor in the region, and that perhaps it could organize a coalition with Iran and Syria and Iraq so that Bashar al-Assad could be kept in power. And I think that this axis, including Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Hezbollah in Lebanon, represents a source of major instability for the region. And in part, this became possible because of the Iran deal. And the last problem with the deal is that Iran will get frozen assets estimated to be in about, $120 billion. The United States imposed sanctions on Russia following the Ukraine crisis, which caused Russia a loss of about, $100 to $120 billion. And what was the first step taken by Iran after the deal had been signed is to make a commercial and a military deal with Russia worth $25 billion. Iran is going to buy a lot of weapons from Russia and also commercial airplanes. That way, the sanctions the United States imposed on Russia will be diluted. And this, again, this axis between Iran and Russia is threatening the entire region.
Okay, and I know you're going to be talking in depth at the forum about Russia's intervention in Syria. Another topic at the forum in New Mexico will involve trade with Israel. Give us some understanding of the importance of trade with Israel and its role in U.S. relations.
Yeah, huge role. Israel is one of the most advanced countries in terms of high-tech, clean-tech, and startups. It is number two in the world in startups. And this has to do with the quality of people and creativity. And so Israel has a lot to export and sell, even the United States. I know that in this particular area, water is a significant issue, and we have with us an expert on water conservation and development and desalinization. And so this is one area which I think we can develop mutual interests with states such as New Mexico. Another area is agriculture. You have deserts here, and we have deserts at home, and it forced us to come up with high-tech technological solutions. Israel has been able, in the last 30 years or so, to turn desert area into a fertile land where a lot of stuff is being grown. So when I talk about trade, I am referring primarily to high-tech technology in both water processing and agriculture.
Sounds like two major benefits of our relationship with Israel. Are there other things that you want to talk about to our audience about how New Mexico benefits from a strong relationship between the U.S. and Israel?
Well, first, you have the level. First, we have the higher level of political, diplomatic, and military cooperation. Israel is the strongest and the most reliable ally of the United States. So every American citizen should be interested in good foreign policy, alliance cultivation, and reliable allies. This is at the general level. At the more specific levels, each state in the United States has specific trade and cooperation agreements with Israel, and I know that the governor of this state visited Israel, and so I believe in a state to state relations, as well as developing commercial and trade relations between and among all kinds of companies. I think that Israel has accumulated substantial experience in high tech that can be can teach communities in other places how to do it. Israel has also experience in integrating ethnic and religious minorities into the economy. And our speakers will talk here, for example, to the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and the Black Chamber of Commerce in New Mexico and some other places, because we think we can have fruitful relationship whereby we sell and share some of the things that we have been doing well, and we can obviously, this is mutual. We can get stuff from here and learn also how to improve whatever we do.
Dr. Gibbler, I hope you enjoy your trip in New Mexico, and thank you so much for sharing some of your insights with our audience.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be on your program.